For many years now, Czechs have been pushing to be allowed to travel to the United States without having to first get a visa. However, the Czech Republic is now close to being included in the U.S. visa waiver program, and that could happen very soon. Speaking in Prague on Wednesday, a senior U.S. official said the change could come this autumn. Washington itself has to first introduce a new electronic system, and both countries have to sign a bilateral agreement. But essentially, there is nothing that should now prevent the move from going ahead. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The Czechs are close, indeed closer than ever, to visa-free relations with the U.S. Until now, visiting the United States was impossible without obtaining a visa first, which many Czechs will admit was at times a complicated procedure. Not long now. U.S. Department of Homeland Security official Richard Barth in Prague for talks on Wednesday made clear the U.S. could drop visa requirements for Czechs as early as this fall. That would bring an earlier pledge by U.S. President George W. Bush in Prague last year full circle. Then the president reaffirmed a commitment to seeing the Czech Republic added to the U.S. program.
I know this is a frustrating issue for your leadership. People in the Czech Republic say, get it done now. You know, we're tired of waiting. I know that, Mr. President.
This week, U.S. Ambassador to Prague Richard Graeber spoke to Czech radio, expressing optimism that negotiations now on a final agreement would be a success.
I feel very optimistic that at long last, Czech citizens will be able to travel to the United States without a visa, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Details remain, but it is important to stress that many of the most difficult conditions have already been met, with the U.S. Embassy in Prague rejecting fewer than 10% of visa applications annually. Along with a final bilateral agreement, the other significant step that still needs to be completed is the implementation of a new internet registration system called Electronic Travel Authorization. Modeled after a system already in use in Australia, the U.S. program should simplify protocol for Czechs wishing to visit the United States while satisfying U.S. security needs. Mario Mesquita is the deputy consul at the U.S. Embassy in Prague.
When Czechs are allowed to travel under the visa waiver program, they will have to use the electronic travel authorization system, which will mean registering online before trips to the United States. The system is still in development, but most likely one registration will be valid for a two-year period in which one could travel to the U.S. under the visa waiver program. It will replace, of course, having to come to the embassy to get a visa. We anticipate it will be much less complicated than the visa application procedures.
The U.S. now will have to implement the ETA system before Czechs, or other contenders like Estonia, for example, can be added to the visa waiver program.
Of course, that's a prerequisite for Czech Republic joining the visa waiver program, is that we, the United States, have to have the system in place.
Mario Mesquita of the U.S. Embassy in Prague, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.